During November, we are reflecting on remembrance in a number of different contexts. We began with Kate helping us to explore the theme of remembrance in the Old and New Testament. Last week, we remembered those who had fallen in war at our Remembrance Sunday services. And Jonathan helped us to think about looking forward with hope in Christ, as well as recalling the past. Next week, we will be remembering our loved ones who have died in our All Souls services, 9:30 at Chiltern and 11 o'clock here. And there are some flyers. If you'd like to invite a friend, please do. This week, we're going to concentrate on remembrance and the service of Holy Communion. In our churches here in Harwell and Chiltern, we call this service of sharing bread and wine Holy Communion, as it says on our service sheet. This is a term which emphasises the sharing of communion with others in a community. Other churches, some of them, refer to the Eucharist, which means thanksgiving. And others will call the service the Lord's Supper, reminding us of the context in which Jesus commanded his disciples to continue to remember him. In the Catholic tradition, communion is referred to as Mass, a term which is derived from a Latin phrase at the end of the service, where the congregation is dismissed to go out from the church and continue serving in Christ's mission. Holy Communion can be celebrated anywhere, in church of course, but also in people's homes. It's a great delight to take communion to people in their homes, in schools, at weddings, funerals, confirmation services, or at any event of thanksgiving to God. As we were reminded in our Gospel reading, Jesus held his Last Supper with his disciples when he shared a meal with them in an upper room prior to the great Passover festival. His disciples would have expected to eat the meat of a perfect lamb and the unleavened bread and bitter herbs, such as hyssop, to remind them of the great and wonderful story of God acting in history to save his people from slavery in Egypt. They would have been all set to remember God's covenant or promise to pass over all their houses when the final plague struck the Egyptians and took all their firstborn children and animals. They would have continued the ceremony by remembering how God had set his people free from the Egyptians under Moses. But Jesus gave this ancient ceremony new meaning. In the breaking of bread, he said to his disciples, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He then took the wine and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Instead of partaking of a perfect lamb, Jesus would be the perfect Lamb of God who would pay the ultimate sacrifice in our place on the cross. Jesus gave us the communion service as a reminder of the cost of his love for us and his sacrifice on our behalf. He gave us the bread and wine as visible signs of his body and blood, which were given for us. When Jesus died on the cross, he did so for you and for me. So Christianity is not a cold, dull religion, and communion is not a rigid religious rite. When we personally discover that what Jesus did was an act of love by our Saviour, because he was prepared to take the consequences for our sin, then our lives will never be the same again. When we come to take the bread and wine in gratitude for the love that Christ has shown to us, our only response can be to live our lives after his example. When we receive communion, we respond to Jesus in a number of ways. I'm going to look very briefly at five examples by revisiting 1 Corinthians chapter 11, which Peter read to us, focusing on verses 24 to 28, and then go back to the last point, to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Firstly, we are obeying Jesus' command. Jesus told his followers, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." If we are to follow Christ, we can do no better than to obey him. Secondly, we are remembering Christ and all that he has done for us in his life, death and resurrection. We are reminded of what Christ has done in the past, which enables us to enjoy our relationship with him and serve him in the present and on into the future. Thirdly, our communion services give us a real opportunity to examine ourselves. Verse 28 tells us, "Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat the bread and drink of the cup." As the reading we heard from 1 Corinthians chapter 11 this morning reminds us, this shared meal is not something to be taken lightly. We must approach it with reverence, humility, and with a heart and mind for the needs of others, not just ourselves. Fourthly, we are making a statement of faith in which we are proclaiming Jesus' death until he comes. Here Jesus tells us, "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." We are acting in the present with an eye to the future when Jesus returns as King over the new heaven and the new earth. Finally, when we participate in Holy Communion, we are participating in the body of Christ, the Church. And that's in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 16 and 17. It says, "Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all share the one loaf." Our relationship with Christ is not only personal, it's not just Jesus and me, but when we live out our lives in Christ, we are part of his body. We all have different gifts to offer and all have different parts to play. We need each other as all the parts of a human body need each other. And in the communion service, we have a wonderful opportunity to celebrate being part of his body. So let's do that today. As we celebrate communion together, let us remember that he has commanded us to do this in remembrance of him. But let's not only look back to Jesus' Last Supper with his friends. Let's use this remembrance to serve him, working together as his body in the present and proclaiming the good news of Jesus until he comes. And let us go out to serve Jesus in his mission to the world with thanksgiving. I'm going to conclude with a prayer. Each time I take communion, Lord, I want to recommit my life, my heart, my thoughts, my everything to you. Fill me today with your powerful spirit. As I leave this place, help me to hold this fresh remembrance and the story that never grows old close to my heart. Help me to share its message faithfully as you give opportunity. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.